Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business of the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. I don't know if you guys got dead air out there, but if you did, I apologize. The system kicked me off. I'm going to blame Blog Talk Radio for kicking me off. We called in and got disconnected, but I want to thank you for tuning in. As usual, we'd like to thank our guests for tuning in each week for our lunch grill. It's going to be a little radical today. You know what the topic is. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What's going on in our government? We need to figure out what that is all about. We need to reopen our government as usual. Again, I am the AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge host here in the Bay Area. So if you ever want to tune into our show here, KDOW.biz, you can listen live from anywhere in the world. Or if you are in the nine Bay Area counties, you can listen in to our show on that AM dial 1220. But this is our Blog Talk Business Radio Show, the extended version. So I know that you guys are probably so tired of listening to the government shutdown. But here's a question I have. I bet you haven't heard this, you know. Well, I'm going to say this first. You probably heard this, but I'm going to ask a question. Now, I'm not a politician and I'm not a political analyst. I do know that if you don't pay your bills, that's going to become a problem. So I do understand that aspect of business. But I'm just wondering. So we're on a government shutdown. Is Congress getting paid? Are they getting their, did they shut down their paychecks as well? And so I'm just going to kind of leave that out there. You guys can tune in, you know, you can chime in on that. They did not, they are getting paid. So, and I'm sure they're not having any problems with their health care, insurance or anything like that. And I'm sure their children are getting fed. And here's the kicker, and this looks like it's causing some movement in Washington. You know, we've had these four soldiers that died last week in Afghanistan. It should not be necessary for our government to get it together and try to start moving towards some sort of resolve. And I say that really, really lightly. They're really not doing what they need to do and just go to a vote in terms of the, you know, raising the debt ceiling. But we're concerned, you know, and so we have these soldiers that were killed for their country in Afghanistan, serving their country, and they can't get their death benefits. They would get them, and what I'm hearing commentators say, 36 hours after a soldier falls in anywhere in the world, whether they're hit by a car in, you know, somewhere here in the United States, or, you know, fighting for their country somewhere. And so that's become a strain. It's a strain that, you know, the loved ones have to deal with this and deal with the loss. And these are kids. These are, you know, and every life is valuable. Don't get me wrong on that. But you're talking about from 19 years old to 25 years old. And so it took something like this to shake our government up and says, hey, we need to make sure that there's funding there. And so I understand that they're going to vote on that tonight, and that should be fine, or they're trying to find ways to make sure everything's resolved, that those benefits do go out. And that's a good thing. But really, I'm kind of annoyed with what's going on with our politicians on the Hill. They can't seem to, you know, you have a government that's playing with our future. And we didn't vote them in to give them permission to put our future at risk, to put our businesses at risk. We're just coming out of a recession. small businesses are starting to do better. They're getting resources that they need. They're trying to stay much more connected in terms of what is going on with being a business professional, a small business professional. And we don't need this hit. We don't need this right now. And I think that it concerns me. And I'd like to say that when people go into politics, and not everyone's, you know, some of these individuals are born, everyone, you know, you have people born at different stations in life, if you will. You know, some come from poor backgrounds, some come from affluent backgrounds. But when we vote you in and give you the authority to make some decisions that would be productive for the nation, we didn't give you permission, really? We did not give you permission to hold the government hostage, to hold us hostage in terms of keeping our government going. And you know what? It doesn't look good for the rest of the world. It doesn't look good for our business and how we do business. You know, as a country, we can't even get it straight in our country. And so it doesn't look good when your own house has some issues. And so we want to see that taken care of. Like yesterday, vote, you know, if anything. And this is what we're grilling up today. It's going to be hot on the grill today. If you have anything to say or chime in, how is it impacting your business as a small business? Are you seeing any changes in terms of how business is going, how it influenced, and definitely if you're a business owner and you're in contract with the government, I'm sure you're seeing some impact there. If you're being funded that way, in terms of a government contract, I know that I have customers that have government contracts, and I'm sure they're being impacted as well. And so we want to get this show on the road. This is not necessary, and they can hash it out. You know, the differences with the health care, Obamacare, somewhere else, this is not the place to do it. This is not going to end well if they don't go ahead and Boehner, let's get to a vote on raising this debt ceiling. And what's interesting is because of all of this rhetoric going on, it's really educating us as Americans of really what do we mean when we're talking about the debt ceiling? Are we increasing our debt? And President Obama, I think, has done a great job on trying to keep us informed as to really what this means and what it would mean for our country. And that, you know, I don't know that – here's my question, and this is kind of an on-the-edge question. And like I said, I'm not a politician. I'm just kind of – I want to see businesses flourish. I want to see small businesses grow. I want to see small businesses not 10 to 12% start each year and 10 to 12% of businesses close each year. I want to be a part of that dynamic changing. And, you know, if we're making wrong choices in our government, or if we're not even making choices to move, we're kind of stagnant, it's going to impact businesses. And as a business coach, one of the things that I talk about in our training seminars, in our classes, is that you have to watch the economy. You cannot do business without paying attention to what's going on in your economy as a business owner. So I want to continue to encourage that as small business owners. And don't think that if October 17th comes and we hit that debt ceiling and there's been no resolution, that it's not going to impact your company. It is going to impact your company. And whether you're a small business, whether you're a large business, and it will be a global impact. It is not going to just be a national impact. I do not believe that. When the housing market crashed, it impacted the entire nation. And I would imagine, and again, I am not a political analyst, I'm not even a financial analyst, but I do understand business. I do understand that if you let your government crash, let alone a housing market, that you're going to throw your country into a massive recession. In fact, I would even venture to guess, and again, I'm not an expert, that it would be worse than the housing market. Why? Because we're talking government. We're talking about how this is going to look to the rest of the world and the other nations out there. And so We need to get this show on the road and quit holding the American people and their futures hijacked, for lack of a better term, hijacked. And so now for Business on the Edge, how are we thinking about it? How are we dealing with things? We're moving forward as usual. We're doing business as usual. We are confident, and we're working towards whatever happens. We're positioning ourselves so we will not shut down. We will continue to be a resource for small businesses that want to keep going. We will continue to do the things that we're doing. I am not going to, even though this thing hits, can impact and will impact, it will not keep me from doing what I do. It will not keep me from doing training classes, making sure we're doing events that are productive for women in businesses, for small businesses, for startup businesses, for small business, and that's our target. We're small business experts here. And in that grouping, small business, you have small, medium, large, small businesses. And you know what? They want to thrive. And guess what? Some of them want to be mid-sized businesses. Some of them want to be large corporate businesses. In each one of those groupings, you have different size of those businesses. And we said the SBA says a small business, and get this, is a maximum of 500 employees. That's a pretty good-sized small business. But you have some that are just one employee. Some, depending on how you're structured, no employees. They're all contractors, including the founder or the owner of that business. So we want to take a look at that and consider that aspect and say, look, we want to, and small businesses are the backbone of the operations of this country. You know, we create jobs. We create opportunities, and you need to help keep us going. Now, when we say that, let's talk about a backbone. You know, backbone's job is to sustain. A backbone's job is to keep you steady. And when your backbone is weak, it causes you to crumble. You know, if you hurt your spine, it impacts your ability to walk. It impacts your ability to move and how mobile you're going to be. But if you keep your backbone strong, small businesses, and how we're able to move forward, if we can keep that strong, we can continue to add jobs. We can continue to give those that are out of work, that are experts, that are corporate experts, that can help take small businesses from that small business hamster wheel mentality to maybe a mid-sized business, to a large corporation. In fact, we have teamed up with a fantastic sales expert, customer service relationship management expert in the Midwest that is coming into Business on the Edge and to help continue this expansion that we have for businesses. So, you know, government, you know, John Boehner, Speaker of the House, and he's not getting a whole lot of respect right now. None of the politicians, Republicans, but especially Boehner, because what you're hearing in the rhetoric is that he is responding to pressures from his own party, pressures from the Tea Party, pressures. And so what I care about is, I do care about whether or not you're trying to save face. I care whether or not we saw President Obama's press conference yesterday. We saw Boehner's response to that. And all I see is two guys that are disagreeing. So if we said everything, if we simplified this, two guys who are disagreeing on a strategy on moving forward about something that's already been done, that's already been decided, and you've got a bully, and you can pick whoever your bully wants to be. I have my bully in mind, but we have two guys. We have Barack Obama, and we have John Boehner. And I see a bully. And again, you can choose your bully. I'm not going to tell you which one I think my bully is, that won't give in. And we cannot move forward and get this country moving forward, raise the debt ceiling so we can pay people. My husband's retired Air Force, 20 years in the military. So part of his retirement, of course, he gets retirement pay, or was getting retirement pay. We get our medical insurance through the military as a result of his 20 years service. And so we went to the commissary. True story. This is my story. I went shopping to go to the base commissary this week. This week. It was on Saturday or Sunday. Okay, maybe not this week, but this past weekend. And we go through the gate, and the security says, "Are you going to the commissary?" "Yes, it's closed due to the government shutdown. I cannot go buy groceries at the commissary." What's the benefit of buying groceries at the commissary versus on within the community or within the outside of the military, is you don't pay taxes at the commissary. And you pay like 40%, maybe sometimes 50% less than what you're paying on the economy in terms of your groceries. Yes, I'm a radio show host, but, you know, I teach, put every dollar that you can, keep every dollar you can in your pocket, in your coffers, in your business. Don't just throw it away and give it away. Every dollar counts. And so if I add up 40% or 50% of my grocery bill annually, then that's a lot of money saved, okay? And I get more food, you know, so I can stretch my dollar, which is hard to do nowadays. So anyway, that's what it's impacting everyone. It's impacting us. So please, 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 let's get this to the vote. And if you're hearing a call, we've got another call coming in, but we're not going to take that particular call. That is actually on my cell phone. We are live. So if you have any concerns, if you want to shout back, if you want to vent, call in at 347-884-9043, and I will get you on air right now with what's going on in Washington. Here's my question that you're not hearing on television and any of the I love some of the coverage that's coming out of Rachel Maddow's show. I enjoy, you know, she's so direct. I really like that. You know, some of these commentaries are really, really, really awesome, and they're delivering their information in such a way that we're able to track with what's going on here in our country. Rachel Maddow is certainly one of those people that do that, so we appreciate the work that she does. So here's my question that you're not getting, and I'm just curious. This is just hypothetical purely. If President Obama held a press conference right now in the middle of Blog Talk Radio extended lunch grill, it's radical. If he held a press conference right now and said, "I am going to," and again, aside from all of the red tape, let's just keep it simple, and said, "I am going to relinquish my presidential authority. I no longer want to be president of the United States. I want to go back to just being a regular citizen, and this is just too much. And I'm going to release all of that authority to pass it on to Vice President Joe Biden, because I want to see our country get back on track," or something to that effect. You can choose whatever, even if he didn't say that last part. Let's omit that. Let's forget that he even said it. Do you think that Boehner would put raising the debt ceiling to a vote today, tonight, within 24 hours, let's say that, if President Barack Obama stepped down as President of the United States and Vice President Joe Biden took the vacant presidency seat, if you will, would that change? Because it's not like we haven't had Democratic presidents. Bill Clinton. Would we see a vote come out of Washington, D.C. with the debt ceiling being raised? And I'm sure I got an idea of what that rhetoric would look like. In my own mind, I'm not going to share that part, but let me know your thoughts on that. I'm just saying it's just hypothetical, but I think that's an interesting thought to consider. If President Barack Obama said, I am going to step aside, Vice President Biden, please take over, what would happen? First of all, that would be amazing news. It would be a media frenzy. So let me know your thoughts on that. We are grilling up the shutdown, government shutdown, how it's impacting, businesses being impacted. We do not want to see our country continually impacted, people being impacted from being able to get their medical care, retired veterans' benefits, not being able to pay their bills, fallen soldiers not being able, families not being able to get death benefits in an appropriate manner of time, 36 hours. That's hard. And I would like to think I am a proud American citizen. I am grateful that I have the opportunity to vote as a woman and as a citizen of the United States and as a black, because that's just part of my history. And those that fought for those rights, women's rights, equal rights, I am grateful for that. And I'm thankful for that. And I certainly do not want to see that authority that we, the people, give to those that are supposed to represent this nation mishandled. And so I'm very disappointed at what we are seeing come out of our nation's capital, are the people that's supposed to protect this country, and they are becoming the villains of our country. That's a concern. And where there's your everyday citizens, business owners, people. And when I say that, I think that politicians can be desensitized to the realities of what's going on in the day-to-day life of people, we the people, not billionaires, because your life is different. Your life is less impacted by what we're talking about today. At least it is less impacted today. But business owners, people who are not billionaires, and millionaires, multimillionaires, I would say the same, that you're less impacted. Six-figure income holders, that's not a bad place to be. We call them the middle class. And so, but we feel it. And those that are poor, more impacted, and the reality for them is greater. And so at some point, if this continues to go on, we will implode. I think America would actually implode, because it is not what's going on outside of the country that is hurting us. It's what's going on inside our country that is making it difficult for us to be what we have been throughout history, and that is the greatest nation on the planet. And we are losing ground in terms of that because of history, I would say. And if we think that the only thing that is frustrating our Republicans or a minority group, elite group, if you will, or a minority group that considers themselves to be elite, is not, and this is not, let's just, on the edge for a reason. I do not think, and I will probably take some hits for this, and it's okay. I like talking about things that people are thinking about. I do not think that if Barack Obama was a white guy, I'm just saying, a white man in the White House would have so much opposition. I do not care that Barack Obama is black. I could care less. I've never voted with regards to race, ever. I will not vote in anything with regards to race. My first opportunity to vote was coming out of high school was Jesse Jackson was running for presidency. I refused to vote for him on the merit of him solely being black. I needed to know whether or not this guy could do the job. And that was at 18 years old. I have not changed in my thoughts with that. I vote based on what I believe that candidate can bring to the table, whether they're white, black, Hispanic, woman, pink, or green. I would like to see a woman voted in as president of the United States. I'd love to see Hillary Clinton. But at some point, we're going to have to get over the fact that we have these differences. And let me tell you something. These differences are fantastic. I like that we have cultural differences in how we look. But if these are going to be reasons for an upset within our legislation, our systems, because you're going to have people that don't look like you, so you're going to give them hell while they're there, it's like shooting yourself in the foot. Let's stand and work together. We're not always going to like each other. We're not always going to like how someone else looks. I don't care. Can we get the job done? And should we start saying this country is changing? Its demographics are changing. It is going to change. Your children's children are gonna grow up in a different kind of America. And we better get ready because it's not going to be one big stick anymore. And so we need to get this thing back on track. I don't care. I don't care that Boehner's white. I don't care that Barack's black. I could care less. What I care about is how this is impacting our country. And we need to get back to business so we can do business. We are Business on the Edge. Thank you for tuning into this show. If you want to listen to my radio show on AM 1220 KDOW, you can connect with us at www.kdow.biz. Connect with us on 1220 AM if you're in the 9 Bay Area counties. And I think we can get you a little bit there in Los Angeles. I hope you enjoyed the lunch grill today. I know it got a little hot, but let's talk about what we're not talking about. I'm not pulling a race card. I don't have a race card. I don't even subscribe to that thought. But what I do know that we are many nations and many countries in one country, and I think we better start looking at what that means for our nation and try to work together and build and grow this country back to the greatest nation on the planet. You are listening to Business on the Edge, Blog Talk Radio Extended, and always remember, live life on purpose and with a purpose.